What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Joe and Faye about time slips. Certainly today there are certain trends and styles that people stick with, but we are also in a world where you can kind of pick whatever style you want from whatever decade and no one's going to really bat an eye. It's just, okay, that's what they like. So you kind of, I mean,
there's a guy who lives in a village near me who dresses as a Victorian. And he always walks around with like a top hat and waistcoat and a cane. He's quite young. He's probably in his 30s. But that's just how he chooses to live his life. And like everyone just accepts it. No one's like, oh, here's a time traveler.
Yeah.
everyone's just like, oh, there's the guy who likes to dress as a Victorian.
Yeah, and that's interesting because that's what we see so frequently, and that's where it would be hard to actually, I think maybe that would not stand out as much as it may have 15, 20, 25 years ago. Are you aware of any cases of individuals from our time window that have stepped into what they believe to be the future of some sort, whether it be far into the future or just a couple years or even just a couple of months, getting pieces of information, seeing things that really aren't out yet, but noticing these things and then somehow stepping back and going, I think I went into the future for a short period.
There's one story that I know of, and it's not from now. I mean, the story is quite old, and it was an old pilot, and he was in the military, I think, during World War One, in the Air Force, sorry. And he was taking a flight up into Scotland from England, and he passed a disused airbase, which had flown over loads of times, and it was completely abandoned and derelict and all overgrown, and he flew over it. Had his trip in Scotland. He was flying back, and as he was flying back, he flew into this really thick, like, yellowy fog. Couldn't see where he was going. And as he came out the other side of it, he flew over this disused airbase, except it was no longer disused. It was pristine. There were planes there that hadn't actually been invented yet, and all the workers were wearing blue overalls, and at that time, the uniform was grey. So he thought it was really odd. But carried on flying, ended up in this thick fog again, and when he came out the other end of the fog, everything seemed back to normal. Anyway, fast forward a few years, and this airbase does get used as an airbase again, and by this time, the workers are wearing blue overalls, and this plane that he'd seen that wasn't invented at the time is now in use. So he had a glimpse of the future. That's the only story I've heard of a time slip where someone sees the future rather than the past.
That's very fascinating. And I suppose today, depending on how far into the future someone goes, it would be very difficult really to decipher, where exactly they are in the future, if at all in the future, especially if it's just a couple years, because obviously some things just stay somewhat similar. There's not as dramatic shifts, I think, as we've necessarily seen in past decades, where you can go, oh, yes, that's the 60s, that's the 70s, that's the 80s, you know, really 90s on forward, unless you're looking at the device someone is holding, it's sometimes hard to tell really what decade we are in, with fashion, with just things that are surrounding us every single day. Do you believe that a person, if they do go into some sort of a time travel situation where they're transported into the past, is that past, that timeline that they're entering into, does that timeline affect the outcomes of what we are living in today? Essentially, if you went into the timeline inadvertently, you're at the coffee shop. Let's say I'm at the coffee shop, and there's the guy who I run into, who I recognized, who ends up killing my great grandfather. I'm going to kill him, and you take him out or something of that nature. You know, essentially, it is kind of a Back to the Future scenario. But the question is more so something as you know, serious as that, but small things can change history. People meeting out of nowhere can change history. A small introduction that's made from one person to another can change the course of history. Do you believe that basically you can go back in time, or an individual can go back in time inadvertently and alter the future by their actions, alter the timeline that they step back into in current day based on what they had encountered?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
You know, or is it a completely separate timeline and a completely separate world?
I mean, yeah. I mean, so for the first question, one thing that I've noticed that comes up a lot is electromagnetic failure. So people taking pictures while they're in the time slip, just not working and not coming out, mm-hmm. not being able to record anything. And a lot of them have reported they couldn't bring back any evidence, that things they put in their pockets just weren't there when they came back to the current time, and so on and so on. And a lot of that for me suggests that when you are in a time slip, your influence is limited. Now, I don't know if it's only limited to sort of taking objects or things like that, or if you could actually potentially kill somebody in a time slip and influence the future. But I feel like there does seem to be some limitation on what you can do.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times people, like I say, people don't realize they're in a time slip. So they're doing very basic things like having a coffee or walking down the street. And I don't know how much impact that would have on the future unless you actually realize you're in a time slip and you're actively trying to make a change, which I don't really know any stories of people who have, because most of the time people don't really quite understand what's going on and are more panicking about getting home. Mm-hmm. So, it's a tough question. But, I mean, I guess, like Back to the Future, I guess any small change could change the future.
And so maybe it's happened. Like, we wouldn't know, would we?
We'd never know.
If people have gone back in time slips and done things, we're living in our timeline. We have no idea.
Well, yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing to think about, and there's a lot of ways you could go down that route. You know, because obviously when you think, oh, I'm going to change the future, it must be some dramatic move that's made, you know, like going to the coffee shop and kill someone. Not exactly what, you know, one would ever plan to do unless they're out of their minds. But if you just look at our own histories, our own lives, and you can look at sometimes very small moves that we make, an introduction that may be made to someone, accidentally tripping over a chair, and then someone helps you up, and then they introduce themselves to the individual sitting at that table, and then that turns into a relationship, and then they get married, they have a family, but had that individual not tripped over that chair, those two people would have never made that connection and then ended up having that relationship. But what if that time, the person who was in the time travel was the one who tripped, and then suddenly those two individuals met? It can be just minute things that we don't think of that end up really, you know, causing massive shifts in our lives' paths. And that's what I'm wondering about is, if you're another, you know, molecule here that's moving around the snow globe of a time slip, I would think that you're seemingly mundane activities still could have a much greater impact, a much bigger ripple effect down the line than we realize at that moment, just as those things occur in our current timeline.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like Faye said, we just never know.
Yeah.
Because someone tripping over a chair and, and then two people meeting as a consequence, or, et cetera, that person would then never know, because we can't go back to see if those two people did get together or, So I guess, theoretically, I suppose any small change could make a difference, like you say.
Or could we, do we see some of these things in our society, in our world? And this is in no way to dismiss any sort of mental illness or anything like that, because that is obviously in existence and is a very real and serious thing. But sometimes you do have cases where people are recounting things, recounting people, recounting relationships that may have never existed, that they never were part of, never saw. Could that, in certain times, in certain scenarios, be that ripple effect that was somehow messed with, and now this individual, they're really not losing it. They're going to, in their minds, certainly feel like it and be diagnosed as such. But could that be an effect of something very minute that occurred in some sort of timeline somewhere that then very much changed their reality in a split second? And they don't know what happened, and they're simply going to be looked at it from the rest of society as crazy, when maybe there was something else that influenced where they are in their current timeline. It's obviously all theoretical, but it does make you wonder a little.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating theory, and when you think about how disorientating and confusing that would be, if you remember things being completely different and you're suddenly on a different timeline, for no apparent reason, and no one else remembers it except you. He's so lonely. That would be petrifying.
Yeah. Or again, it could relate to what we were talking about earlier about past lives. It could be like memories of a past life coming through.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about making a change, like these time slips, in a kind of a different way to what you're talking about, is going back to the Liverpool story. So if this young lad hadn't kind of run into a time slip, his future would have been changed, because he probably would have been caught and he would have been arrested.
But
he ends up in a time slip and the security guard just sees him vanish into thin air, and that's it, he's off. So, in that sense, it made a change to both their lives.
It's very much somewhat the plot of Yesterday, the movie about the Beatles from about a year or two ago.
That's a great film.
Where it's that sort of a concept, like one little thing changed and then boom, the reality has been altered for most people. Do you think, in closing here, that time slips, getting a grasp on what is happening to some people, is ever going to be something that essentially is really honed in on and maybe controlled or manipulated or tested? Or do you feel like this is going to be something that will always, always elude us?
I hope there comes a time when we understand it more. And like Faye was saying in her research, that they predict that it's going to happen more frequently.
Basically, he makes the argument that time slips will become more frequent because of, basically, there's loads of equations, which, I didn't go into because I'm not a physicist, but he's going on about how in the future, he does believe that all these different energy types that haven't even been classified yet will be properly identified, and that because of the state of the universe, time slips will become more frequent, but they are always going to be relatively rare because it takes changes in deep outer space for that to happen. But I mean, I came across a theory the other day that the entire world has fallen into a wormhole and no one's realized yet. So that was an interesting one. So I don't know. I kind of feel like anything could happen. But in the long run, I do hope that more things will become testable and explained, because it's just fascinating.
That wraps up the second part of our conversation with Joe and Faye of The Ghost Trail on time slips. Thank you guys for supporting our program and keeping our program on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.